money problems, I'm sorry. Hey. Ain't no money problems ever stop me. Never. I just treated praying like a hobby. And then I prospered at Godspeed and it got me.
Money, power, yeah. I need checks in every week.
Oh, yeah.
To another episode of Prosper to Godspeed. This is your host, Godspeed. I hope y'all are doing good. Just real quick, I'm just going to go ahead and start us off with a short prayer. Lord, thank you for allowing us to just be here, Lord Jesus. Thank you for the opportunities each day that we have, that we get, Lord, that you give us. And I pray and ask that you would continue to bless us and just help us, Lord, in all that we do. In Jesus' name, I pray. Amen. Y'all miss me. Y'all miss Godspeed. I miss y'all. I'm glad to be back. Getting back. Just getting back. And you could tell by the title of this episode that, you know, I'm gonna just kind of be talking about distractions. You know, my favorite rapper says distractions will do you in the truest sense. And I think these few weeks that just went by, I've been distracted, but they haven't been like bad distractions. I think they've been things that they've been things I just had to, you know, like deal with, you know, just have to face it and get past it, you know. So in the last few weeks, you know, some good news has come into the Anthony household, the Godspeed household, you know. So I'm waiting a few more weeks to announce it, but some of you may already know, and if you are a person that knows, then you are probably a person I consider close to me and my family. So but I'll be announcing it on my YouTube and my and Prosper Godspeed podcast in a few weeks. So besides that, man, distractions. So distractions can be a tool or they can be a hindrance. And, you know, unfortunately, I kind of let my distractions be a hindrance in the last few weeks. Not trying to, just not really trying to do what I need to do. And just kind of going through emotions. And it's graduation season. You know, my wife has finished school. I have a little brother that's graduating. My mom is graduating. So been doing some traveling back home to Jackson. So it's been a little, as my friend Ben says, it's been a little throw it off the last few weeks. A little throw it off. Work is work. You know, one of the things that I realize in adulthood is that I don't like to be a part of anything that's inefficient. So where I work now, the work that I do, it's really simple. It's really easy. It's really easy, like super easy. I literally scan a box and put it on a truck pallet or in an area. Super easy. But the way that the company or my specific warehouse goes about it, just super inefficient. And that just kind of, like, that's how I start my day. You know what I'm saying? That's the first thing I do every day now. And I'm just like, can we find something that works more efficiently, that works better? Because this ain't it. You know, scanning boxes shouldn't be this hard. I shouldn't be working this hard to put a box on a pallet. So, I mean, there's been a distraction there with work. You know, some days I'm just like, bruh, I don't want to do this today. But, you know, you have to just take one day at a time, really. One day at a time. You have to just take life, take your day, the events in your day for what it is, man, you know, and just get through it. So some huge news, but I'm going to wait to announce it. Like I said, if you're close to me, you probably already know. And if you want to spread it, you can spread it. You can tell people. Actually, no, don't do that. Because I want to do it. You know, let me do it. Let my wife and I do it. Let us do it. So, sorry, I got hair all on my mic. Man, one thing about having a dog, the shedding is annoying. Anyway, back on topic real quick. Distractions will do you in a truer sense. So if you're not self-aware of what's going on around you or how you're responding to certain stimuli, you could fall behind a curve. You can lose yourself. You can forget what's important to you. For the last few weeks, I forgot how important building my influencer brand is. Like, for real. Like, I forgot how important that is to me. Like, I was just trying to do this. I was trying to do that. I was trying to rest. And I need it, y'all. I need that rest. You know, on top of working a physically demanding job, you know, I still train 6 days a week. And that is taking it is starting to begin to be a little too much. You know, and my body it's been adjusting fine, but I think now I'm starting to get to the point where, you know, I'm at my ends with some of this. Like, something has to give. Like, my back is sore. But everything is good. The only thing that's really been happening is my back has kind of been getting a little sore here and there, you know. But when I first started, it wasn't doing that. But now, having a little back soreness. But I was so busy trying to do this and that I forgot that quick how important building my influencer brand is. And I just want to tell y'all, PTG, like, you have to be aware of your surroundings. And you have to be aware of distractions and potential distractions. And you have to be prepared to deal with those. A lot of the times, I'll just be honest, you can't really deal with nothing until you go through it. So a lot of the distractions you probably can't plan for it. You know, you just have to adjust on the fly. You know, that's part of being being an adult, is adjusting, with little to no time or just nothing. So, you got to be aware of your surroundings. You got to be aware of surroundings, your distractions, potential distractions, so you can perform and be the best you can be, you know. So that's just where Godspeed is the last few weeks. I still want to be more invested in building my influencer brand. And I will be, you know. Sometimes things have to settle. And you know what's crazy? Society makes us feel like distractions are bad. Like, I ain't talking about stupid stuff, like you out there just doing weird, bad stuff. I'm talking about, like, legit distractions, like maybe a family issue or maybe a financial issue, like those type of distractions. You know, society makes us feel like we should still be functioning high when distractions happen in our life. And I think society is just full of crap, you know? Like, a lot of the stuff we say we have to do, or we deem important, or labels we give to men and women, just some of it just too much. And I think a lot of that just ends up pouring into, you know, the cup, a person's cup that doesn't need to be poured into. Like, I like to think people have, you know, two cups. A cup where it's just like, you know, the good stuff, compliments, job praise, life, family praise, all that stuff. And then you have another cup where, because if you're a working adult with bills, you're going to have stresses and problems, okay? But I feel like a lot of society it makes people fill up that cup, the stress cup. Like, that cup gonna always have something in it. But the way that society is sometimes, it's like, it makes us put, like, you can't help but to put more, like the overflow, like not the, even the overflow, but just like it just fills up. Like dang, I don't want stuff to be in that cup. Now I gotta battle all the other stresses that come with being adult, bills and such, doctor bills, family problems, job issues. Now I got, and now on top of what society says, goes into this cup, and it's just like I'm forced to drink this cup because it's too full. And now my positive cup is just it's suffering. It's I done drunk that and nothing in it now. There's nothing in it now. So I gotta, cause I'm so busy focusing on this cup, the negative cup, the cup of life stresses. I ain't gonna say negative, but the cup of life stresses. I'm so busy focusing on this cup that I can't even fill up the cup that I want to fill up. So society it can really, society can or has, I feel like, cause stress and like unnecessary stress, you know, uncalled for stress. Like it caused that stress, and then us being humans, and obviously not being, you can't really get away from, you know, that type of stuff. But it just makes us feel like things have to be a certain way. And it's like the older I get, the more that I pay attention to what I pay attention to, the things that I'm into, I think to myself, like when I was, you know, going through these distractions the last few weeks, I'm just like, I know I need to get back to my podcast and my YouTube, but right now I need to deal with this. And that's okay. That's okay. Like I'm not doing bad because I decided to take a break to focus on this. You know, now if you're a person that wants to juggle that stuff and feel like you have to, by all means, go ahead and knock yourself out. I'm not that type of person. I'm the type of person, I mean, I could be that person if I just have to. If I have to be that person, where I have to juggle all these things at one time and stuff like that. But a lot of the times, if you have things in your life that you control, you can, not put it on the back burner, but you can pause it. You can sit it aside and focus on other things. You know what I'm saying? So I would say, PTG, be careful of what society tells you. You know, you got to be your own person. I'm not saying make your own rules, but you really got to, you got to believe in a higher being, a higher calling. Because if you put your faith and so much trust into social media, society, you know you going down a path that's, I wouldn't say going to lead to destruction, but damn near, you know what I'm saying? So you got to be, you know, well-rounded. You got to believe in a higher calling, like a higher being. I mean, I believe in God. I'm on my Christian journey to be a better follower of Christ, so I can be a better leader in the household, in the community, all around, you know what I'm saying? So that's just me personally, and having that, and having that faith, and having something to believe in, a lot of the time takes a lot of the stress from distractions and things that kind of get in the way. It takes a lot of that away, and it helps me, helps me look at the glass half full or type thing, not empty, you know. So I would say, I mean, Jesus loves you, and waiting with open arms for you to accept him and let him come into your life. A lot of times people think that being a Christian or Christianity is just this life where you don't have any fun, you don't do anything. And I'm here to say that's a misconception. Like, you don't have to walk around here with a nun fit on to be a Christian. I mean, I consider myself a Christian. I still love rap music. I love TV. You know, on the weekends, I like to sip a glass of wine. I'm not doing that right now because I'm doing 75 hard. But, you know, I don't really care to get drunk anymore. But I like to have my glass of wine, a couple glasses of wine, get that buzz going. I do like that. So you telling me I'm less of a Christian because I do that? No, it's not true. So I would advise y'all to just find something. you know, start reading books, start doing devotionals. Like, if you have the Bible app on your phone, you can, you know, do a devotion, and they're usually like 3 to 6 days or a week's time. So I can't even tell you how many devotions I've knocked out since the start of this year. A couple, maybe like around two handfuls. Like I said, they're about a week, some of them shorter, but they're really good, and I've been drawing a lot of positivity and energy from these devotional. Like, they're people of Christian faith, and it's not what you think. Like, it's not what you think, like, oh, Bible verse. It's not like that. I mean, because these people are real people too, and they go through real things and have went through real things, maybe still going through real things. So they're just giving. I mean, there are, a lot of them are authors and have books and stuff, and they're entrepreneurs as well, but they have a lot of good things in there. So I just would advise y'all to check it out. And, you know, in the last few weeks, my wife and I, we finished 75 Hard, and we're redoing it. And I would say that the 75 Hard is just something everybody should try at least once. It's almost 3 months of putting aside bad food, alcohol, reading every day, exercising twice a day. Now, you don't got to, I would say do at least one intense workout and maybe ride a bike, go skating, go for a walk for the second workout. That's what I suggest. Like, two intense workouts and you're a working individual, it probably won't end well. But I would say everybody should try it. I would just say everybody should try it, man. It was so good. I'm trying to debate, do I want to tell y'all how much I lost, how many pounds I lost, or wait to do it on the YouTube channel, my YouTube video. I guess I'll just do both. So from February 1st to sometime in April, I lost 40 pounds. My wife lost 25, I think she said, 25 pounds. Now, February 1st, I was like 345, 346. And a lot of that was from holiday eating and just eating, like, sweets, just going ham. Wingstop, ham. Well, I guess the chicken, but but just going dumb with food. And little by little, that weight started to come off. And the biggest thing was the eating. You know, you don't have to, I thought you had to choose a specific meal plan, but you don't. You can count your macros and eat your macros so you can lose weight. You know, I wouldn't be out here eating crazy stuff like pizza or stuff like that. But if you want like a grill sandwich from somewhere or a breakfast biscuit, you know, like, you can have it, you know what I'm saying? As long as it fit inside your macros, that's the thing. But I would say everybody should try it. And if you have any questions, you can reach out to me, and I can help you through it. But it's real simple. There's an app. It's like $5. You can keep your progress, track your progress. You know, you don't have to get that. There are like PDF calendars on Google and stuff so you can mark it yourself. But the app keeps the pictures in there. And you can, like, it has a checklist every day for you. And it goes to the next phase. Like, the next phase of the 75 Hard is phase one. And I could have started it, but I wanted to redo 75 Hard. Just because I felt like I left so much out there. Like, I could have went harder. So, that's what I'm doing now. I restarted it. So, because I went home and I just peaked out. So, I restarted it. Now I'm on day 3 or 4. So, got a long way to go. But we going to get there. You know what I'm saying? We're going to do this doggone thing. You know what I'm saying? So, other than that, PGG, I'm just glad to be back talking in front of the mic. Just glad to be back here. Y'all, I know I probably sound tired and yawning. That's just because I got off work. Been at work since 2:30. Got off work, came home, ate breakfast, and I went straight to the gym, and I'm feeling that now. I just got out of the shower, so I still got to do my second workout. Probably going to do that early, so I can just relax the rest of the day. But 75 hard. Whew. But in other news, let's see. You know, J. Cole, you know, Cole World, new album next week. New album next Friday, the off season. So I'm excited for that. It's been, I don't know how many years since J. Cole dropped an album. But J. Cole just wanted, so how I put this? In college, and I know this episode is all over the place, but I think that's how I want to start formatting my episodes, where I just cover like 3-4 different topics and maybe go off script for a little bit and then come back. But in college, you know, Heartbreak Tay, I gave myself that name because I was a hopeless romantic, basically. So I would find myself involved with these women, these girls, and just try to give them so much attention, so much everything. Like I knew that women wanted, right? Women, not girls. And it just didn't work out. So obviously around that time, I'm talking, I started dating my wife in 2014. So from 2010 to the middle of, right before the fall of 2014, because we started back talking, and then we end up dating, it, making it official the end of 2014. But yeah, from 2010 to 2014, like I was a huge on the Drake. Like Drake, I mean, obviously y'all know Drake, my favorite artist, rapper, just favorite artist of all time. Like people got Michael Jackson and Prince. I didn't grow up in the era, although I appreciate their music. Drake is somebody that, I think I said this before, Drake is somebody that I related to, connected with, and just, it helped me, his music helped me a lot with confidence, if I'm being transparent, if I'm being honest. But between 2010 and 2014, like Drake, J. Cole, Wale, these were artists who were at the, well, Drake's still at the top. J. Cole, I don't know. I wouldn't say he's at the top, but we're going to see how this album do. He might pop back up there. You know what I'm saying? Wale was at the peak of his career. Man, Wale couldn't miss back then. His mixtapes, his debut album, Ambition. And who else we had? We had Kendrick Lamar, Big Sean. But yeah, when I think about J. Cole and not so much Drake, because Drake just puts out music and he's on a lot of things. J. Cole's not though. He's kind of like off in the shadows and stuff like that. But I'm telling you, J. Cole gives me that nostalgic feeling when I was that person who was. J. Cole was that person that, like, him and Drake, they really helped my confidence when I was going through those things, feeling like I wasn't good enough or I would never meet anybody, you know, just crazy puppy love college stuff. So I'm excited to hear J. Cole, Drake, and Chris Brown. Now, Big Sean, a lot of his music, even though he's one of my favorite artists, a lot, and he's on that holistic lifestyle path right now. So definitely, you know, check out what Big Sean is talking about. A lot of this stuff is the same where I'm trying to transition to. But even in his music, he speaks about that stuff. So a lot of artists are transitioning to that. But Drake, J. Cole, and Chris Brown, Chris Brown just. You know, one of the most talented people in the world. Like, people. Not just because he's a rapper, singer, but people. Like, he can do so much. And I just have a lot of respect for Breezy. But Chris Brown, I mean, Drake and J. Cole just hold a special place in my life. They hold a special place in my life because their music gave me motivation and help. I didn't mean to get like super off topic and just start talking about that, but like I said, I want to start including more things in my episodes, not just motivational content or helpful content, but just, you know, talking to y'all for real, for real, for real. You know what I'm saying? So I guess I'll end by saying the NFL draft was last week, okay? Okay. So my team is the Patriots. The Patriots drafted Mac Jones after having a chance to draft Justin Fields. If you don't follow sports, don't worry about that. Don't worry about understanding that. But if you do follow sports, I want you to hear me out, okay? And I'm going to end it after this. I have a buddy. He's just not feeling the Mac Jones draft pick. And I feel him on that. I really do. Because we had a chance to get Justin Fields. I really would have loved if the Patriots would have made a play for Trey Lance. But Trey Lance, obviously, the reports are saying that he was just that guy. But we didn't draft Justin Fields. We got Mac Jones. Mac Jones was the quarterback of my favorite collegiate team, Alabama Crimson Tide. So I watched Mac Jones play. He doesn't really have anything that just pops out at you, okay? Not extremely athletic, you know, but he's like a prototypical pocket passer. And I'm just working my way into accepting that Mac Jones is the future of the New England Patriots at quarterback. We're going to see how Cam do, but Mac Jones is the future. And at first, I was like teed off, but now I'm just kind of like, okay, let's trust Bill and the offensive coaches. They're going to build a system suited for Mac Jones. I mean, Tom Brady is an anomaly, you know, that's word to my buddy, a robot. He's an anomaly. Going to be a long, long time before somebody can come back and do what Tom did. I don't think Mac Jones would do that, but Tom Brady did benefit from a system that Bill Belichick and his coaches put in play. So let's just see what happens in the future. So all in all, I hope y'all enjoyed this episode. Don't let the distractions stop you from pursuing your goals and your passions. If you stayed all the way through and listened to this episode, you the GOAT. I love you. Share and come back next week for another episode, man. Always and forever, Godspeed. Choo!
You got money problems, I'm sorry. Hey, ain't no money problems ever stop me. Never. I just treated praying like a hobby, and then I prospered at Godspeed, and it got me.
Money, power, I need checks in every week.
Oh yeah.
For a season, nigga, I need.